Gundam Wing, Endless Kaiju. Created by
Rhea314,
Lattice Frames,
and Opal Song. Fandom, Gundam Wing, Pacific Rim. Relationships, Jen. Rating, PG-13, for language, probably. Pacific Rim, Gundam Wing crossover. Because seriously.
Obviously.
So,
giant I've been... Mecha.
What?
Giant mecha are always the answer.
Yeah. So, I've been recording Freeport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going hard at recording Freeport the last little while. Which means that I've had Gundam Wing on the brain. And for some reason, oh, right, I think I was looking up fic or something, and I scrolled past a Pacific Rim one. I was like, wait.
Brilliant.
Wait. You know what has giant mecha? Gundam Wing! So, my thoughts about this fusion, because it could go a couple of ways, as we discovered on Twitter earlier. I think somebody else... Was it Fleurichard or was it you, Lattice Frames, who... It was you? Okay. Who said it could go that the Gundam Wing world is just the future of the Pacific Rim world.
Mm.
Which would be very, very interesting. Especially if you take the end of the movies and then just sort of go on from there and all of that sort of stuff. It actually makes a lot of sense. That was not what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of something much less actually makes sense with flow and whatever. I was thinking, okay, so kaiju invade Pacific Rim world, right?
Mm-hmm.
They open up the...
Rift.
Rift?
Okay. I think so.
I've only seen the movie once. So
don't quote me on anything. I've only seen it once too.
Okay. So anyway, they open up the Rift thing and send out whatever monsters, and then the Pacific Rim world has to develop these giant robots to fight them. What if instead of the monsters invading Pacific Rim world, they did it on Gundam Wing world? So series is over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the series has happened. We can ignore Endless Waltz because I honestly forget what was going on in Endless Waltz.
Okay.
Ignoring Endless Waltz is always the best idea.
Okay. Then we'll do that. Series is over. The Libra went down. Trey's was killed, committed suicide on Wufei's sword, something. In any case, that's all over. Relina is President Peacecraft, etc., right?
Queen of the world!
Queen of the world! Gundams, not yet destroyed. That is my big possible difference.
Yes.
They're not gonna... This happens before they're destroyed.
Yes. There are plans to send them into the sun, but not yet activated, because we haven't gotten to Endless Waltz.
Yes. Okay. Good. So, the kaiju open up their rift in one of the oceans, probably in the exact same place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're kind of fusing this. So they open up the rift, and kaiju start invading. Except, this Earth doesn't have to, like, wait for years and years for Jaeger technology to be developed. They already have fucking giant robots.
And they also have colonies to which they can send people when Earth becomes a giant battleground.
Yeah, so I was going to get to that.
Oh, cool.
I was getting there. Don't worry, I have plans for that. Spoilers. So they already have the giant robots. And at first, the kaiju are tiny or whatever, weak, easily beaten by regular MS suits, by regular troops. But it does mean that politically, the peace is... So it's easier to unite everybody, mm-hmm. or at least to have Earth sort of whatever, because now we have a common enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a use for all of these soldiers and all of these armaments and everything that we have been using already, and all of this economy. We still have a use for it. It's just now it's versus something that is not another human.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like ace for Gundam World, right? Or at least I'm going to assume it's ace for Gundam World. Except for the fact that the kaiju, by their very being, kind of pollute the Earth.
Yeah.
Which is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this also changes things politically, because before, I think if I'm reading it right, the colonies are not necessarily considered the best place to live. Earth is kind of like, ooh, we're better because we live on Earth.
Yeah. I think there's a sense of colonies having their own cultural history that, at least if you read the prequel information, comes across pretty strongly. So that's where a lot of the tension between the colonies and Earth came from. But they... Like, I think there's an interesting dichotomy between what shows up in fandom, particularly talking about L2, and what you actually see in this show, which you could play with. The colonies are generally very clean, and they have, like, a fair amount of greenery, like the whole thing with Wufei's colony and the giant field of daisies. So, like, they're not necessarily bad places to be, but they come with the problems of you're in space and you're in a giant metal container. You're not actually natural.
And I feel like suddenly the colonies become much more... Like, you now want to live on a colony because Earth is being polluted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the water supply isn't great, and this isn't great, and that isn't great. So people are moving to the colonies. Also, it's safer because Earth is becoming a giant battleground. The problem is that, like, and I feel like if we skip ahead a couple of years to theoretically where the Pacific Rim movie is kind of, this would be sort of the same time period.
Mm-hmm. Post first wave of invasion.
Like, it's gotten to the point where the sort of powers that be, maybe not Relina herself, but sort of the government sphere,
mm-hmm.
has just decided that moving everybody to the colonies and focusing on the Mars exploration and settlement there, that's just a better idea than continuing to fight the kaiju. Because that's expensive as shit, and, like, it doesn't really matter because we can live on the colonies, right?
Makes sense. I mean, there might be a question of how far the kaiju can... What are the kaiju's space traveling capabilities? Like, could they move from Earth to colonies? I would imagine there might be... I don't know. I can see the doctors having interesting opinions on science.
Yeah.
Mad science.
Science!
Well, there's also the problem that... Like, I mean, the colonies are not self-sufficient, I am assuming. Like, they're pretty self-sufficient, but they still need some stuff from Earth, probably, correct?
Yes.
Like, they still have to import shit, which nobody seems to be thinking about in this case. Just like, build a giant wall is a fucking stupid plan. Like, just move everybody to the colonies is this world's build a giant wall, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody thinks about it, it's really dumb and doesn't make any sense. And won't actually keep the kaiju at bay because possible space travel capabilities. And also, if the Earth is totally polluted, we're gonna die. Right? But government powers that be. Again, possibly not Relina.
I mean, she's already sort of set up as, like, she was a figurehead rather than an actual political force, and her little story arc with that is her being like, yo, I'm not actually going to be just your figurehead. I'm going to have opinions and make people believe me and stab you in the back by doing so, which I love her for. But yeah, it's definitely make, like, it would be in keeping for, like, all of the behind the scenes. Say the nice thing in front of people, and now we're undercutting you, undercutting you, undercutting you.
Yeah.
And making stupid government decisions.
Yes. So, Gundam guys, they've been fighting the peeps, right? The kaiju? Mm-hmm. They've been fighting them. The doctors are probably still around, still upgrading their Gundams to, like...
So if the doctors are still around, I really want them to take on the Gottlieb and whatever his name is characters of like, and yes. Now we have rescued a kaiju brain, let us experiment. Let us integrate this with our Gundams and create even more messed up machinery to screw everyone over. It'll be great.
Yes, yes, we can totally do that. And I want Relina to basically take, what's his face? The black guy.
Oh.
The guy who runs it.
Seth Pentecost.
Yes,
thank you.
Pentagost. I want her to basically take his position at this point. She basically runs the program now, I think. Her, or if you want to go the fandom way of having Un run, like this could be instead of the Preventers, like this could sort of be like that. But Relina is involved somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't involve piloting a giant mech because she doesn't, like, canonically she doesn't have that capability. Like, that's not a thing she does, I don't think.
Not at all. She's hardcore pacifist, except for the time she shoots the flower off of Un's shirt. But, you know,
yeah.
We all make exceptions.
What did that flower ever do to you, Relina?
Killed your parents.
Oh. Oh. You didn't know they were allergic to roses. But yeah, somehow she's really involved. Maybe she funds it. She's just like really hardcore involved.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one who keeps it alive after basically her entire government shuts it down.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps it alive, and at that point, like, they used to have giant, like, at the height of this whole thing, they had basically armies of MS suits that would fight these monsters, right?
Like, you have all the mobile dolls to go through first, too. Like, you have a giant stack of fodder, basically.
Right, yeah. And so, like, this, I mean, in this way, Gundam World, like, I mean, they're way better prepared for kaiju than...
Mm-hmm.
Than Pacific Rim World, because they have all this tech and they have all these people already trained to do this, and you don't need two people to mind meld to do it.
You don't even need people for some of them, although the point of mobile dolls is that they get shot off really easily and quickly by everything else.
Yeah. But so, like, so they used to have these big armies, but then, like, that the wave kind of went away, and I forget exactly what happens in the movie, like, why it was shut down. Was it shut down because, basically, the attacks, they thought they were over? Was that the start of the movie? I forget. Anyway, for some reason, they're shutting down the program. Also because most people have moved to the colonies. Like, if possible, people have moved to the colonies.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we have a lot of, like, poor and disenfranchised people still on Earth.
And we don't protect the poor and disenfranchised.
Oh gosh, no, why would we do that? But yeah, so the entire program is basically shut down. All you have left is five dudes with Gundams and the doctors. And possibly a couple of, like, support staff type people. Like, if we want to bring in, like, Hildy and Un and...
Dorothy. Dorothy's got to be in there somewhere if there's things to murder. She should be murdering them.
Okay. maybe she can have her own.
No, I just agree that Jamie should be there.
Okay. Okay, she's there. I only know her because of Fick, and she does not get the greatest characterization in Fick, just because people are lazy. So I don't know much about her.
Basically, she gets to be the... People are fighting, and... Fighting is glorious, and why should they get to do it when I would be just as good at it, if not better, with the skills and technology that I have at my disposal? I'll make a better, nicer thing and then join you, antagonistically. Okay.
So she does that.
So she's a bit of a free radical, but she's still working on the same goals, just being slightly annoying to everyone else while doing it in a wonderful way.
I feel like that totally works. She just does that. So yeah, you have your little, you know, basically where we start the Pacific Rim movie, we just have our five Gundam dudes plus Rolina hanging around and Un running the thing and whatever. We don't have anybody coming in. We just have these people who are suddenly like, well, fuck, we're the only ones left. Again, we have to save this whole space sphere a fucking gen. Really?
At least we're well-trained for it.
Yes.
And hey, we're not all trying to kill each other this time either. Perks.
Yes, perks. We actually get to work together. And yeah, so there, and from there you can go through sort of similar, like, increasing threats. The doctor's doing weird science. Somebody figures out that the rift is at the bottom of the ocean. You could have lots of, you know, what fandom seems to think Gundam Wing is, which is dudes just hanging around, you know, having slumber parties, which you can legit have now because they're all stuck in this small place.
The small place should be Stonk Kingdom, honestly, which is why Rolina is there. She's basically like, so yeah. Earthsphere government is fucked off. All you come back to my country. I have a little bit of capital left. Let's shack up here for a slumber party. I like it.
Yeah, basically. And then they're defending Earth. And eventually, you know, at sort of the parallel to the end of the movie, like, if you want to get really dramatic, like, hero and duo go down to, like, deliver the payload, etc., etc. Somebody appears to die. Somebody appears to commit suicide. Hero!
self-destruct.
You know what? We should do the same thing basically as they do in the movie. He goes through and fucking self-destructs and somehow survives.
Yup.
Only Duo, you know, picks him up with his Gundam on the other side. Like, he manages to float up through the rift right before his Gundam actually, you know, goes off. Death Scythe emerges triumphant with Hero's body limp in his arms, like, etc., etc.
Solid choices.
Solid choices. And then I'm sure they are once again, for a short while, heralded as the saviors of Earth and then told to fuck off. I'm sure that's what happens. But yeah, those are my thoughts. That was pretty much all the thoughts I had.
Yay! I like your thoughts. The only thing I would add to your thoughts is, like, from my perspective, clearly Catra and Troa have to be doing something important at some point and not die.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
They can just be, like, all the mini battles in the middle.
Yes. The end. The music used in this oral notfic podfic thing is Wild Wing by Toshihiko Seki. If you enjoyed this podfic, you can leave feedback for any of us at Archive of Our Own. Thanks for listening!